In continuing to discuss what one may or may not do because he needs to earn a living, Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, the Shalas HaTshuvos Yechav Das, Chelek Hei, Simen Nun Zayin, after a lengthy discussion of the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, and included in the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is the Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael, does say that one may leave Eretz Yisrael, one may leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz for a job, for business. And obviously he's not just discussing a situation where somebody's going on a business trip. He's even going to live in Chutz Laaretz. As long as when he leaves Eretz Yisrael, it is his intent to come back to Eretz Yisrael as quickly as possible. All included in this Gemara that was saying how much you need to do or how much should be allowed to be done just for a person earning a living in a respectful manner. On the other hand, there's a very interesting tshuva in the Shas of Tshuvas Tzitzel Yezer, Chelik Yur Aleph, Simen Pei Aleph, where he discusses that there's an individual who's a Talmud Chacham, who the community, a great Talmud Chacham, and the community is asking him to take on a position which will take him away from his ability to sit and learn, from his ability to give shiurim, because he'll be occupied with this position. What should he do? So on one hand, the Tzitz Eliezer quotes a Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph Amasech the Pei Halochavov. The Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Yossi Ola Kafra. Rabbi Yossi came to live in the city of Kafra. Bo Mukmalon Parnason. They wanted to appoint him as a gabbai, as the leader of the community. V'loi Kabla Lehem, he refused. So they told him that the Mishnah says that Ben Babi had a job that he was in charge of the wicks in the Beis HaMikdash. And they said to him, his entire job was just to take care of the wicks in the Beis HaMikdash. Zochol Himonos im Gdoile Hador was considered one of the Gdoile Hador. Atem Shatem Ninim Achai Nefoshes. Like Koshkein, isn't it greater, you who have such an important position? And the Yerushalmi continues, Rav Chagaya could have a Makman Panason. Rav Chagaya, when they would announce the community leaders, have a Matan on a Raisa. He would teach them Torah. Any position is given because of the Torah. As the Pasuk says, be malachim imloichu, be sarim yasayru. So it seems from the Yerushalmi that Talmidei Chachamim took these positions and were encouraged to take these positions. And the Chacham Sadim, in fact, in Klal Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Choftes, says if there's an individual who the community wants to be the gabbai, he should take this position. There's a tshuva from the Marsham in his Sefer Mishpat Shalom, Choshe Mishpat Simen Reish Laman Aleph, where the community has chosen a certain Talmud Chacham to take a leadership position, and he doesn't want to take it. So he quotes the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Nun Hei Yom Aleph. Gimel Dvar Mekatzrim Yomav V'Shnoisav Shel Adam. There are three things that cause a person to leave the world early. Mishnoisav Lai Sefer Torah Likrois Vein HaKaira. Somebody who's asked to read from a Torah and doesn't take it.
The pasuk says, "Kihu chayecha va'oruch yamecha." Kosha brach ve'enem avaruch. The ksiv avaruch mevarechacha. So we see from here, says the Marsham, that in any situation where there's bracha and you avoid taking the bracha, then you are putting yourself into danger. And he says, the Medrash says in Parshas Kedoshim, "Im nishal adam ba'avera, v'chayim misam de shemayim." Somebody did an avera for which there's a chi misa. Ma yasav v'yichi. What should he do that he should be able to live? Im ulamad likras daf achad. If he used to always learn one daf, kari beis daf, he should learn two dafim. V'mein ulamad likro lushanis yelich v'yifanis panis alatzibur. It's not a talmid chacham. He should become a community leader. The gabit stako should become a gabit stako v'chayim. So we see, says the Marsham from this medrash, that taking such a position causes life, and chas v'sholem, the opposite. But he says, the Tzitz Eliezer says, that that is not a good comparison. Why? He says, number one, the pasuk doesn't say explicitly regarding taking this type of a position that there's bracha and chayim, like the pasuk says regarding learning Torah, like the pasuk says regarding kosher bracha. So therefore, to make a statement that if you don't take such a position, you're putting yourself into danger is not so clear. Moreover, he says this is not a Gemara in Shas, it's a Medrash. And he says there's a klal that ain lemeidim minagodus. We don't pass in Shilas off Midrashim. But most important, he says, look in the words of the Medrash that the Marsham quotes. The Marsham says, when is it so important to take this community position? It's by a person who doesn't have the Schus HaTorah. But the person who has the Schus HaTorah should learn Torah and not take this position. And moreover, he says, if there are other people who could take this communal position and he could continue learning, he says he's not allowed to take the position. Who gives him the right to mevatel Torah? And he quotes a Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tov Reish Hei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'isik b'tzarchei tzibur, ki'ilu ha'isik b'divrei Torah. Somebody who's involved in the community is like he's learning Torah. Ha'chacham matzim talmidin sh'ha'isik b'tzarchei tzibur. And there was a chacham that once found his Talmud who was busy with communal affairs. Amaloi, and he said to him, Azaftas ha'Torah, you left the Torah, ra'asisa. You didn't do the right thing. Harei Mordechai, and he quoted Mordechai, k'sh'asbik Torah nimna l'mala. While he was still learning Torah, he was mentioned earlier in the list of the Sanhedrin. K'sh'ahoyim ha'melech nimna l'mata. U'mash am Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda says, that it's so great to be involved in communal affairs, zek shein achar oisik b'tzarchi tzibur, when there's no one else available. Aval ato, in you, there are other people that could do this job. So the Sefer Chassidim is very clear that he has no right to go away from Torah if somebody else could do the job. And the Chasam Sofer, in explaining the story of Mordechai, says the question is, why was Mordechai, the reason Mordechai saved Klal Yisrael? He says the reason that there was some Sanhedrin that left Mordechai, because they said, why did Hashem give him this important job and take him away from his learning? There must be something that is questionable here. In fact, he goes on to say that if a Talmid Chacham knows that if he'll come live in a certain place, he's going to have all sorts of communal responsibilities, he shouldn't come to that place. He says, the Gemara says, Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Val Tidur Be'ir Dereish Masa Asya. What the Gemara is saying is, don't come to the city. The Gemara was talking to Rav Asi. Don't come to the city where you, Rav Asi, will need to be the Reish Masya. You have no right to come to such a city. And therefore, even though the Gemara speaks about how great it is the people who are involved in the community, never may it be at the expense of Talmud Torah when there are other people that could do it. And that's why he goes on to explain from the Ramban that the Chashmonaim, who were the leaders of Klal Yisrael in the time of Beis Sheni, were ultimately destroyed. There was no zecher of the family. As the Gemara says, Kol da'omim beis chashmonai kasina, if anybody says that he is from that family, avdahu, it's a rai that he's an evid. So he says it's hard to understand. They were such great people. The chashmonaim, we know from the Neis Chanukah. But he says, perhaps, after they indeed did what they were supposed to do, they should have seen that other people should take over being involved in the community, and they should go back to learning Kohanim, being Oivdei Hashem. And because they didn't do that, they were punished. And therefore, he says, as much as it's important to do for the community, never may it be at the expense of learning Torah, unless there's nobody else that could do the job.